And I believe that all things are possible. Coming out on a Wednesday night, good to feel the presence of Almighty God. How many needs a touch from the Lord? Amen. There's not a day goes by that I don't need the Lord to touch me and to just give me that I need. And He's always come through. Amen. I appreciate Him with all of my heart. I love Him. I want to worship Him with my whole heart, mind, soul, and body. If you have your Bibles tonight, go with us to the book of St. John in the 10th chapter. Again, might I just say too, it is just a pleasure to be able to come to the house of the Lord. Amen. It surely helps get the week going right. Amen. When you can come to the house of the Lord. And I used to hear a preacher call it the filling station. He had to be filled up midway through the week. He had to get to the filling station, amen, and get his soul revived to get him through the end of the week. And I too look forward to coming to Wednesday night prayer meeting just to feel the presence of the Lord, if nothing more, just to fellowship with the saints of God, amen. It just I glean from you and just seeing you, each and every one of you, hear the words of testimony and the songs of praise, lets me know that God is a mighty God. Reading from the book of St. John, chapter number 10, I want to read verses 1 through 10, if you would. Thank you for standing tonight for the reading of God's Word. St. John, chapter number 10, beginning with verse number 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way. Everybody say, some other way. The same is a thief and robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but flee, or will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Can we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your precious word. We thank you, Lord, for your spirit that we feel here tonight. God, I pray that you would just anoint these lips of clay tonight. God, speak to us that you would have us to hear, that we might be submissive, that we might be obedient, God, to your will and to your word. Father, we do remember those who are not able to be here tonight through sickness and affliction. And Father, I pray that you would minister healing unto them tonight, touch them and anoint them. Those who are traveling, Father, I pray, God, that you would keep them safe. Again, Lord, we ask that you would just have your will and your way, that you might get all the honor, all the glory. We give you praise, and we ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Give the Lord one more hand clap of praise. You may be seated. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. I want to speak tonight. If I had a message title, it would be One Door. One Door. This is a wonderful parable that Jesus is speaking here. We find Jesus talking to some of his disciples, and some of those are followers. You know, everybody that followed Jesus could not be classified as a disciple. A disciple is one that was truly committed to following Christ and to be about with him. And many of the people that followed him, some followed him just because of the miracles that he wrought. Some followed him just because he was able to feed them natural food. There was 5,000 that was fed by two fish and five loaves, and they followed him as long as he had food. But then when they didn't have food, many of them went back to their abode. But he was talking to some disciples and some followers here, and this was just on the end, after he had healed the blind man. And many people were asking, and they were trying to trick him with questions and all, and he began to speak to them and concerning the sheep. And how many knows that God is really, really particularly favorable to his sheep? Amen. How many have we got blessed here tonight? Aren't we blessed? Could we go on and on and on about how God takes care of the sheep and how wonderful he is? He may not always let us go where we need, where we want to go, but he lets us go where we need to go. So Jesus begins to speak a parable, and You know, we've often said when it says verily, verily, that basically says hearken, hearken, or listen, listen. When he says it twice, it is very, very important what he is about to say. In fact, every word that Jesus spoke was of great importance, but many times he would begin his parable or his teaching with verily, verily. And that means pay particular attention to what I'm about to say. And how many knows that not only the words that he used, but the meaning behind the words was very, very important. Here he begins to say, first of all, I want to point out what he was talking about. He said that, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. He pays particular attention to the door. He does not mention doors as plural, but he mentions a single door. And, you know, right off the bat, people begin to wonder where he's going with this story. And how many knows that Jesus used those things that were viable in that day and time to get a point across? Most everybody then and during the time of Christ was very familiar with shepherds and with sheep and how that they went about to take care of their sheep. So Jesus used this parable not to make them better shepherds of their natural sheep, but to get a point across about how the importance of the sheep was and the shepherd that was to lead the sheep. And that's what I want to talk about tonight. Because there's one door, and Jesus goes ahead and specifies that at the end of the parable. He doesn't say that you can just pick any door. Or in fact, he says that you can't just go in any other way. The one that goes in any other way is the same as a thief and a robber. So the analogy here is that there is a sheepfold, okay? And as long as the sheep are in the fold, how many knows that they're safe and secure? How many remembers the story when Jesus said the 99 were safe within, but he goes out and he looks and he searches until he finds that one lost sheep? That is an analogy of each and every one of us, don't you? Aren't you glad that Jesus went out and sought you when you was lost, even though that you might have had parents, you might have had friends and relatives that were born again, saved, and working in church? Jesus knew, thought enough of us to go out searching until he found us and brought us into the fold where we are safe within. So he talks about, first of all, the fold, and then he says some other way. Now, many would have you to believe today that as long as you believe anything, you're all right. I don't find that in the Bible. Jesus does not specify that. He specifies that there is one way, and that is through Christ Jesus. There's only one way to God, and that is through his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. The one who came the supreme sacrifice, the one who bled and died on the cross of Calvary that you and I might be saved. But he also knows that during not only his ministry, but the ministries that would come after the ministry of Christ as he was here on this earth, that there would be a lot of people, and he calls them the same as thief and robbers that would try to tell you that you can get to heaven by another way. And he said, those are by thieves and robbers. Now, you know, Jesus tells us that he is the good shepherd a little bit later on. David told us that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. Many, many times we refer to Christ as being that good shepherd. And how many knows he is that head shepherd? But here Christ begins to talk about others who are in the profession of being a shepherd. Not in the natural realm, but in the spiritual realm. How many knows that pastors and ministers are shepherds of the field? Of the fold. We are not the ones that sacrificed our life for them. Christ is. He is the good shepherd. He is the head shepherd, but he put shepherds in charge of the flock so that they can minister to them, but they all have to go through the same door. Amen? And there is one door. The true shepherds go through that door. And we know that Christ is not really talking about him being that shepherd right there specifically, because he goes on to tell them a little bit later, I am the good shepherd. But right now, he classifies himself or calls himself the door. How many is glad you found the door? Amen. Praise God. I'm so glad that I know who the door is. I'm so glad that somebody pointed me to Jesus Christ. I'm so glad that I was raised in a family that brought me to church and told me the truth. And I'm so glad that I was a member of the church that preached the truth and let me know that it wasn't because of anything I did. It wasn't because of how good I was, but it was because of all that Jesus did and how good he was and how he became the supreme sacrifice. And through his shed blood, amen, I could become one of those sheep. I could become one of those that were born again. True shepherds go through the door. True shepherds preach the word of God.
True shepherds are concerned about the flock. True shepherds will not tell folks this anyway will do. True shepherds are going to point them to Jesus Christ. True shepherds are going to stay in the Word of God and not preach opinion and not preach ideology, but they're going to preach what thus saith the Lord. These are the ones that Christ was talking about. Because he said, if anybody else comes and preaching you or showing you any other way other than the door, other than Christ Jesus, he is the same as a thief and a robber. And then he goes on to say that the sheep hear his voice. How many is thankful for discernment? How many is thankful for you that you know when something's being preached or taught to you, you can discern, and if you can't discern it, you can follow up in the Word of God and find out if it's true or not. If somebody comes and teaching you or preaching or telling you something that is not founded and rooted and grounded in the Word of God, you need to be able to turn from that and not accept that, no matter how eloquently it's presented, no matter who the person is, no matter how popular they are, if they're teaching or preaching any other thing besides the door, besides Jesus Christ, the crucifixion, amen, the death, the burial, and the resurrection, he has become, according to the words of God, a thief and a robber. Amen. Many, many times we talk about the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and we always classify that as Satan, and that is true. Satan does come to steal, kill, and destroy. But according to this parable at the end, Jesus is saying those that come preaching another way are the ones that are coming to steal, kill, and destroy. Who are they after? The sheep. Who is the Satan after? He's after the children of God. So many people say, I wonder why the devil's always on my case. It's because he hasn't got you. Why should he be on somebody's case who he already has? He's already got them following him. But Satan wants you. Satan wants the born again, children of God. Satan wants those, amen, who are committed and faithful to Christ. But I got news for him, amen. Greater is he that is within us than he that's in the world. Praise God. We're protected by the blood of Jesus Christ. The sheep hear his voice. Not only do the sheep hear his voice and know, amen, their little ears perk up when that shepherd begins to speak to them. They know the voice of that shepherd. They know what he stands for. They know that he's going to preach the truth to them. They know that he's going to stay in the Word of God. Why? Because it has been proven time and time again. Because they're not trying to get you or to preach you any other way other than what the Word of God is. And I say that, and as I thought about this as I was preparing and studying this week, you know, it's come to a point where if it's popular, come on, where did we get to? Because it's popular, that it's right. Popularity doesn't make things right. Amen. We can't go by popularity. We can't go by the necessary big crowds or the majority. If it errs from the Word of God, be careful of it. If it errs from the Word of God, read the Scripture. What did Jesus say? If there's any other way other than the door of which he was the door, then beware, because those are thieves and robbers. What are they trying to rob? They're trying to rob your soul. They're trying to get your victory. So the sheep know that, and the sheep hear the voice of the shepherd, and he calleth them by name. Aren't you glad? Sister Tabitha sings a song, He Knows My Name. Amen. Aren't you glad that you're associated with Jesus Christ? Aren't you glad he knows you personally? Amen. And there's another song that says, When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. You know how powerful that is? I don't know who wrote that song, but my Lord, they must have had a wonderful experience with God. They must have had a wonderful experience with the Spirit of God as the Lord began to speak to them and let them see into just a little bit of what Christ went through as he was crucified. He did that because of his great love for you and me, his great love for humanity. He bled and died on the cross of Calvary that you and I might be saved. So he calleth them by name. He leads his sheep. You know, David said, the Lord is my shepherd, and he leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. You know, all of these wonderful things in the 23rd Psalm. But Jesus also says that the shepherd knows how to lead his sheep. Amen. And when you lead the sheep, praise God, you're going to lead them to the cool waters. You're going to lead them to the green pastures. You're going to lead them to the Word of God. It's not, You know, it's not about the shepherd. It's about the good shepherd. It's about who we serve and who we magnify and who we exalt. And that is the name of Jesus. And the Bible goes on to say here, the sheep won't follow a stranger. They won't follow a stranger. And I thought about that. Now, the sheep has to be dedicated. They have to understand and know the shepherd. Because if they don't, if their eyes are on the natural, then there's a possibility that they might be led astray. But Jesus said the sheep won't follow a stranger. And the reason they won't follow the stranger is because they don't know that voice. They don't know that voice. I've had many people tell me, Brother Eddie, how do you know that when the Lord's talking to you? Let me ask you this question. You know, the Lord's not going to tell you anything detrimental. He's not going to tell you anything that's harmful or hurtful to your spirit. He's not going to tell you anything that's going to cause discretion in your life or going to cause misery or going to cause pain or agony. Amen. The Lord is going to be that good shepherd that will lead you and guide you. Amen. And give you that comfort and give you that peace. Now, sometimes he may not give you the answer that you want to hear, but a good shepherd always knows that. If the sheep is going out and it's going astray or it's going down too close to a great divide or something and has the possibility of falling by the wayside, that good shepherd is going to take that sheep and is going to bring them back. Amen. How many have ever had the hand of the Lord take you, wait a minute, you're straying a little bit too far. And so many times that loving hand becomes a strong hand. It draws us back into the fold and draws us back into the ark of safety. Thank God for that. If he's ever done that for you, give the Lord praise tonight. If the Lord has ever had to correct your ways, amen, just like a loving parent, so many times, you know, we have to correct our children, not because we don't love them, amen, but because we do love them. We have to keep sometimes in close range. So the sheep won't follow a stranger. They know not the voice of strangers. Not to ask a show of hands, but let me ask you something. How many has ever heard something and you said, wait a minute. Don't know if I remember reading that in the Word of God or not. Amen. Anybody ever had that experience? There's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of movements. Amen. There's so many different, I don't know if we want to call them denominations or movements or things like that. And I wonder how all that came from the Word of God, from one door that he was talking about. Jesus Christ being that door. Jesus Christ being that mediator. Jesus Christ being that propitiation. Jesus Christ being that redeemer. Jesus Christ being the one who bled and died on Calvary for our sake. He was that sacrificial lamb for us. And I wonder how people can nitpick and pick this and pick that and how so many different ways. But Jesus evidently knew that that was going to happen because he said, if they come by another way, where they're climbing over in the sheepfold. And I began to try to get a vision of that. First of all, I began to think about the natural fold, the little pen that was there. And understand, according to this, there was a porter there. Evidently, there was a place that was fenced in, and the shepherd would come and bring their sheep in here for safekeeping before he would take them out grazing. And then when he come to get his sheep, you know, the sheep followed that shepherd. But you know what? He had to go through the door because the porter had to recognize him and know that it was that shepherd. Amen. Discernment goes a long, long way. When the Spirit of God is real, when the Spirit of God is moving, there should be no doubt in our mind that that is the Spirit of God. That is the anointed power and the presence of Almighty God. The devil has angels, and or if you want to call them angels, he has imps or whatever it is, or demonic spirits. But let me tell you something. There is a totally different feeling when Satan comes around and tries to persuade you or pull you away from the truth. Amen. And the truth is what we live by. The truth is what will set us free. So they know not the voice of the stranger. Something doesn't sound right. Something sounds a little foreign to that. Something is not measured up by the Word of God. If that's the case, beware of it. Come on. Don't just follow after any and everything. Stay true to the Word of God. And the best reference book you're ever going to find is the Word of God. Amen. It's right there for us. Amen. It's not hard to understand. In fact, if we lack understanding, the Bible says what? Let us ask of God, believing and praying, and God will reveal it to us. Amen. That he would have us to do. They know not the voice of the stranger. And then Jesus says, this parable was not understood. I'm sure that there were shepherds. I feel like that there were shepherds in that particular company. I feel like that if they were not, they at least knew somebody who was a shepherd or had some familiarity with the shepherds in that region. But when Jesus spoke these things, they could not understand it. They, you know, so many times I think we try to read too much, come on, into what the Lord is trying to speak to us or what the Word is trying to say to us. Let our yeas be yea and our nays be nay, and understand the Word of God. Again, if it's a little fuzzy, if it's a little foreign to you, read again, pray, ask the Lord to reveal it to you. And I believe with all of my heart that God will reveal His Word to us. But here, the parable said it was not understood of them because it was spiritually given and it was not spiritually discerned. Amen. How many knows that the sermons that go out will be received a whole lot better if the congregation is in one mind and one accord? And one spirit. Amen. That lets us know that when the upper room, the Spirit of the Lord came and filled the 120 that was there. It didn't automatically happen when they first got there. They had to get in one mind and one accord. So many times we come into the congregation, we come into the fellowship, and many, many times our minds are somewhere else. And when that happens, there's a little bit of disturbance there. But when the whole congregation gets in one mind and one accord, looking for the same thing, God begins to reveal His Spirit and God begins to bring His Word. Amen. And then it is learned and enjoyed and appreciated by the entire congregation. But here, they could not discern it. They could not understand it. And then Jesus wants to say something else. And this kind of makes it, if you're not really following along what Jesus is talking about, and basically to put it in a nutshell, Jesus is saying, I am the way. I am the door. That's what he's basically saying. But then he talks about the shepherds. And the shepherds are those that minister the gospel. Okay? And you got to understand here, because I'm going to take you somewhere in just a minute, but right now you got to understand that he's not referring to himself at this particular moment as the shepherd. He's referring to himself as the door. In other words, the way. Jesus Christ is the way. Jesus Christ is our Redeemer. But he's talking about the shepherds. And the shepherds would not necessarily have to be pastors, but the shepherds are the ones that bring the Word, teach the Word, and become disciples of the Word. In other words, to try to reach out to the lost and bring them into the fold. So then he confuses them a little bit more in verse number 11. Because then he says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine as the Father knoweth me. Even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. So the reason that they, you know, he referred to himself as the door, and then he was talking about the other shepherds, and now he's saying, I am the shepherd. But don't let that confuse you. As I said at the beginning, that there is one shepherd. The good shepherd, the head shepherd, the ones that are under him are the shepherds. Now, they're hirelings. Now, how many knows a hireling does not really care that much for his sheep? He was just paid to kind of watch over the sheep. But the true shepherd said he would give his life. And again, this was an analogy of what Jesus Christ came to this earth to do. He was sent by the Father. He was the Spirit of God robed in flesh. Came down, amen, and ministered for only 3.5 years, but his mission and his true mission was to lay down his life so that the sheep could live, so that we might have eternal life. And it's not confusing at all when you begin to realize that. But so many people today, and I've heard it time and time again, and it's beginning to be a popular thing, all just believe in any God, whatever you want to call God, whatever you want to call. And so many times now, they're not even calling a God. They're just calling whatever you want to believe in. And what has come to, I mean, how is the word that Jesus Christ taught, that particular parable, how has it come to this point where you can just believe anything? It's because thieves and robbers have climbed into the sheepfold, and they're stirring up confusion, and they're trying to lead the sheep astray, amen, by different means, by telling them, live your life any way you want to, do whatever you want to, as long as you're a good person, as long as you believe in something. But that's not what Christ said. He said, I am the door. Anything that comes other than the door is the same as a thief and a robber. And he even describes these other movements. We think about it there, talking about other people coming in. But understand the spiritual side of this. Anybody or any movement or any so-called religion that comes and tries to distract or tries to take away from the true word of God, the same as a thief and a robber. And they come to steal, kill, and destroy. So I know we've been taught, and I know that we all say that Satan comes. He's our enemy. He is the true enemy. But there are other enemies in this world, too, that we need to be very, very careful of and be aware of. If they come, teach, the Bible says, though an angel of light come teaching or preaching any other thing other than the disciples preach or the prophets preach, let him be a liar. So the Lord has told us. He's laid it out here. It's easy to understand. It's easy to obey. Amen. And then we need to stay true to the Word of God. Don't just have that analogy or that mindset that I can do anything or be anything and whatever, because God is a loving God. He's just going to open up heaven's doors and let everybody in. That's not what the Bible says. That's not what the Word of God says. We must be born again. Amen. We must receive the Spirit of the Lord in our life. We must be go through that spiritual door of which Christ said, I am the door. There's no other way to the Father except through Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you believe that tonight? Do you love God? Are you thankful? Aren't you thankful, amen, that we know Jesus? Aren't you thankful that there is a door? There is a way, and that way is through Jesus Christ, our beloved Savior. Amen. As Sister Nikki sang tonight, Jesus is the one. Yes, he's the only one. Let him have his way. Amen. And without him, I could do nothing. How about you? Praise God. God bless you. We love you tonight. Appreciate you coming out on a Wednesday night. Truly, I appreciate it with all of my heart. I want to give you an opportunity. If there's anyone that has a need of prayer tonight, please come forward as we prepare. We'll pray for you if you have a sickness, if you have an affliction, or if you just have a need tonight. Would you stand? Maybe every head bowed, every eye closed as we prepare tonight. If you have a need, if you have an affliction, whatever the case may be, if you want prayer tonight, please come. We'll pray for you at this time. If not, if you have a prayer request, something that you want the pastor to pray about, just lift your hand. And we'll be praying for that this week. God bless you. We love each and every one of you. Brother Jim, would you come dismiss us with a word of prayer tonight?